Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello to the world.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views.
The Freedom Ring.
We're not going to get anywhere.
Guys, Jason is out of town, so Natalie's taking over as co-host today. This is a special podcast. Natalie and I are going to talk about our feelings. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to be talking about the importance of
so much
friendship.
Fun stuff.
Just a whole lot of shit. So roll the intro music and let's get going.
Yeah.
All right, Natalie, give yourself a little introduction for people that don't watch the vlog.
All right. My name is Natalie. Instagram's Natalina Noel. If you want to just check me out sometime. I'm just kidding. I'm never say that. Okay. Hi, guys. my name is Natalie. I am David's best friend for life.
And she's my assistant.
And his assistant.
Every time I introduce Natalie as my assistant, she gives me like a dirty look. Like she's not my assistant. Yeah. Like you give me when I introduce you as my assistant to like random people that we meet, you'll give me a look like, what the fuck?
That's not true.
I'm your best friend.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it is.
I used to do that when I first started working because it was a very weird thing for me to be an employee because I was always superior to you.
So
to be
yeah,
to not be superior was just a little bit weird.
How are you superior to me?
What do you mean? In every way possible.
Who was cooler in high school, me or you?
We talk about this way too much, and you know the answer.
I know. I just wanted you to sound cocky. It was me. Yeah, well, what you are my assistant. Let's just begin there.
I'm great with that.
Natalie does this thing where sometimes I'll say things to her and she'll be like, you can't say stuff like that to me, I'm your employee. And then other times she's not getting what she wants and she'll be like, David, I'm not just your employee, I'm your friend. So she works both ways.
Okay, well,
it's true, you've done that so many times.
I have, but that's just one of the things. That's just the way our relationship is, you know. That's just
yeah.
The way like
yeah,
the cookie crumbles,
right? Cookie. All she can think about is snacks.
Cookies.
That's way.
All metaphors relate to food.
That's the way the Oreo milkshake that I just ordered crumbles.
I wish.
Here's our other assistant, Taylor, soon to be fired because she couldn't help me with a TikTok today. This is like a laid-back podcast, guys. Jeff just goes. Oh my God, you guys are actually recording.
This is real. This is 100% real.
Wow, it's crazy because now I can see the importance of Jason. Maybe we shouldn't have the 70-30 split.
It's going to be a little funky, but we're going to keep it a little fresh. We're just trying to mix things up. I'm trying to like steal Jason's job over here. How's your day been going, Dave? I know it's been a really tough one. Do we want to just hash it out and talk about our feelings? We can do some girly things. We can open up and talk about stuff that we don't usually talk about with Jason because it's so manly. Masculine.
Yeah, let's talk about girly things.
Okay, just girly things.
Today, Natalie posted on Instagram stories saying she's looking for a trainer. DM me.
Oh my God. This was
which so we all crazy. Know what that means. DM me. I'm looking for a hot buff man. Jeff said he got that message to him 1,000 times.
That's funny.
What did you mean by that? What are you hoping for? An actual trainer or like a hot guy? Be 100% honest right now.
Who do you think? You know who I am. I want to just get into shape. I just want to be healthy.
You can't even say it.
Jeff was like, yeah, you want to work out with me every day? And I was like,
I don't know. That seems like a pretty...
Wait, so when you DM me, I didn't like interpret it like that. I thought you were like saying that, oh, you're trying to get a trainer so you can get into shape so that you can get hot guys.
Oh, no.
See, that's the way my brain works. My brain is
Oh, wow. You thought I was like calling you fat. Because I DM Natalie. I was like, oh, Natalie's trying to get some. And I put eggplant emojis. And I guess, Natalie, you thought that you were too fat so you needed a trainer? What?
Well, I don't think I'm fat. But
yeah, but what was your thought process?
I thought I was trying to get hot so that people would like me or something.
Oh, no. I meant it in a way where you're not actually looking for a trainer. You just want like hot, buff guys to DM you.
That's really funny. No.
We just got back from Miami.
Yeah, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'll set it up.
Okay.
So, guys, we just got back from this awesome trip from Miami. It was honestly, like, probably one of the best, most lavish trips that I've ever been on.
Sure.
We had a private jet that picked us up in LA. We stopped in Chicago, went to Miami.
Natalie actually used to go on a lot of private jets. She used to nanny for somebody.
Yeah, I used to, in college, throughout college, I used to nanny for this super wealthy, like, venture capitalist family. They actually, they started Blockbuster Video. They were, like, the original founders in that.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to Blockbuster, yeah.
So they would fly. How many times have you been on a private jet before?
At least twice a month in college.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that often?
Yeah, like.
And they were, like, nice private jets, right?
It's theirs. They owned it.
So it was, like, really nice?
Yeah. It was small, though, because there's only four of us. So, like, it was like an eight-person jet.
Wow.
Smaller than the one that we were on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But everywhere we went, we would go, like, we would go to Michigan. We'd literally go across Lake Michigan and just go to their Michigan house, and we'd take a private jet for, like, half an hour.
Did you get paid well?
Yeah, so well.
Better than here?
Yeah, way better than here.
Nice.
Actually, on the low. But my hours weren't as consistent.
Of course.
So, but yeah, that was cool.
Here, they're very consistent.
Here, they are nonstop. Hours a day. I don't stop working.
The most consistent hours. 24 hours, unless you subtract what Natalie's sleeping or eating or watching a rom-com. So she works 3 hours a day.
I wish I could watch more movies. That's like one thing that I used to do a lot was watch lots of TV and movies.
I think you watch a lot of movies.
I don't watch any movies.
Yeah, I think you watch a good amount.
You watch a movie every single night.
So? That's how I fall asleep.
So I decided to watch one of your interviews that popped up on the trending page the other day.
Sure.
Where you take a girl, or it was a blind date.
It was someone who watches a fan of our videos.
Yeah.
And yeah, she didn't know I was on the other side.
Yeah, so I decided to watch it, and they were kind of interviewing her. What are your thoughts about David? And she goes, it was just really cool that someone like David could bring a bunch of people with nothing, just no platforms together and just make something happen. I was like, David DM'd us on Vine.
That's so funny. Yeah, this girl was getting interviewed and basically, I think she misspoke. I don't think that's how.
No, she definitely misspoke, but I'm just.
But she made it sound like I pulled Zane out of like the trash bin. It's amazing how David found him in a dumpster and then found Heath crawling under a bridge.
Do you think they laughed at that part? They're like, keep it in. It's funny.
Yeah,
or do you think they didn't even realize what they did?
I'm surprised they kept that in. That was funny.
Really? Was that bad?
Made me look pretty cool, though.
I just thought it was funny. I didn't take offense to it at all. I just thought it was really
because you brought it up just now, like for the fourth time I've seen you.
Because it was funny. It was.
Sounds
a funny
like you have a personal
thing.
Problem.
Did you tell her to say that? Was this something after we were like, yo, say this?
And just no, I didn't. That was just from her watching the videos. That's just the impression she got from you.
Just from nothing.
The impression she got from Zane was, that guy has nothing.
No. All he has is alcoholism.
No, that's not what she meant. She just meant that we're a fun friend group. Okay, so guys, I went on Instagram and I asked a bunch of people to ask Natalie and I questions for this podcast. Natalie, you want to go through some?
Yeah, let's do it.
Guys, this isn't a regular podcast today. It's just going to be kind of like a Q&A podcast because Jason's out of town. So if you don't want to listen to this, tune out. And if you want to hear some questions and us answering them, then keep listening.
But keep listening because it's going to be really great and super interesting.
Really? Because Dylan Francis asked one of the first questions and it's, you want to fuck? So I don't know how interesting this is going to be. Okay, someone else asked, what is your go-to meal, Natalie?
Like my favorite meal?
Yeah.
Definitely mac and cheese.
Oh, you love mac and cheese.
I do love mac and cheese.
Someone was asking, how do you hang out with such a cute guy and not catch feelings all the time?
Oh my God, that's funny. I think somebody actually asked me, they're like, how does David hang out with such a cute girl that's so hot and super awesome?
Oh, I can definitely answer that. She has the worst gas.
She has the worst gas.
I mean, I have never seen, you know, like she hiccups a lot.
People are going to think that.
When she hiccups at the same time she's farting.
This makes me look really terrible.
It's the truth. Do you fart when you hiccup?
Yes, every single time.
See, so she makes the hiccup noise with her mouth to cover up the that's coming out of her bottom.
I've never really thought about it like that. Usually people think my hiccups are pretty cute.
What do you do for fun that's non-work related?
I don't think I have anything that I do in my leisure time that's not work related anymore.
Really?
I'm just
Why
sad.
Are you looking at me? when you say
I
that.
Want you to know how sad and dark and lonely my life is. Just kidding. What do I do in my free time? Psych. What do I do in my free time? I really don't like do much because we're all friends. So it's like, you know, we spend a lot of time together doing friend stuff and just hanging out.
Is it hard being your best friend's assistant?
Yes. Even in this moment, I want to fucking smash your face in.
What happened? You're making it sound like we just cut a question out that offended you.
For me personally, no, not that hard.
For me personally, I don't consider him my best friend.
Well, that is one of the factors. No, it's not that difficult, honestly. I feel like we get through it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty fucking tough. It wasn't until recently I realized, hey, friendship and work don't mix sometimes the best, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, because it's tough. Taylor's our new assistant, and we were never friends before. It's just kind of like a work relationship we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're friends now, but it just feels totally different. Taylor, our new assistant, is also here. Would you consider us your friends, or are we your coworkers?
Well, I think that the amount of time we all spend together for work, it's hard because, like, I feel like I'm from an outsider's perspective, so I, like, watch you two, and I'm like, yeah, it's hard being friends and being business.
Well, yes or no, Taylor? Do you consider yourself our friend?
I don't know.
My answer is, I'll make it easier. I consider you our friend.
Aww.
She starts crying.
But you know what I mean? Like,
well, do you consider us your friends? Do you consider us your friend?
Yeah.
You're fired. This is strictly business, and you've crossed the line. That's it. Natalie, tell her to pack her bags.
Dima, cut this out.
I mean, I can say that when I first started, I didn't consider anybody my friend because I didn't talk to anybody. Like, I just kind of minded my own business. I didn't hang out with anybody. I didn't talk to anybody. I just showed up to Bellingham every day.
Natalie, someone's asking what my relationship is like with you off camera. How would you best describe it?
I think that on camera, David pretends that he is super nice to me and loves me. And then off camera, he's actually just a dick.
Okay, right on. You happy with that? You happy with making me feel sad?
Oh, don't even bring out the fucking waterworks.
Natalie's turning into her mother. Soon she's going to be tripping on acid in the middle of Colorado.
My mom does not do that. You're turning into your father.
Yeah,
your
what's that?
An asshole. Your father sucks.
My dad listens to this podcast.
I love you, Paula.
I was kidding about Natalie's mom. She does not trip on acid in the middle of Colorado.
She doesn't. Why are you looking at me like that?
Doesn't she?
No, she does not at all. She has an RV. That doesn't mean she just does drugs in the desert.
No, but your mom's like that. Like, your mom's like one with nature. So, like, I would assume she.
I mean, she's a very spiritually connected woman.
Yeah, but like when she goes to Yellowstone, does she do mushrooms?
First of all, she's never been to Yellowstone. My mom might smoke pot or like do some CBD oil or something from time to time, but like that's it. Like, she's not like tripping and burning her brain to shreds every day.
Okay. Someone just said, is Natalie nice in person?
can I answer that? Fuck no.
Fuck no.
She's
man.
Awful.
You said that this weekend on stage at one of the shows, somebody asked like, what is everybody like off camera?
Yeah.
Like, what are their personality traits off camera? And he just goes, yeah, well, Natalie, she has like this really sassy attitude off camera that most of you don't get to see or whatever. And I was like sitting in the back, I was like, oh, okay. Let's see how it is.
Is it annoying when people ship you guys together?
I don't think it's annoying.
Yeah, I don't think it's annoying.
All right, you guys juice the fuck out of it.
Yo, well, here's the thing. Here's
get the
thing.
Fuck out of here.
Like we did the Iron Man costume thing, right? Which was obviously like, it was like the cutest thing you could do because it's like an assistant. Right. And then like Iron Man falls in love with his assistant. And then people were accusing us of ship baiting. Explain to me what ship baiting means, Zane, because that's what people accuse Natalie and I of doing.
When you put your arms around her at an airport and kiss her.
I've never done fan stories,
that's shit baiting.
I've never done that.
No, it's people. People are projecting their own like how desires
can,
and opinions.
Yeah, how can you accuse? Like, how is shit baiting a thing? No, like, be serious for a second because it makes no sense to me. Carly, you think it's a thing?
I'm completely kidding. Like, you guys aren't shipbaiting at all. I'm just
No. I'm saying if we were shipbaiting,
I think what they're saying is they're so invested and they like want it to happen and they think that you're making it up to please them.
Oh.
But it's not real.
And is that rude?
I mean, it's just, it's your own opinion.
Is it rude to play into, like, Natalie and I dating or, like, Jeff and Natalie dating? Like, how does that mean?
No, I don't think that's rude. I think people are just really invested, so it's, like, their own feelings.
I also think it's crazy, like, I feel like, I get shipped a lot of people in our friend group, and I feel like I get shit for it sometimes. Like, people are like, oh, she's playing it up or she's trying to, but, like, that's just, like, our genuine friendship is, like, and I feel like everybody has that in their friend group where, like, you're just like close with each other and you like, yeah, you flirt with one another just like out of like, there's no harm, no foul.
Yeah. And like off camera, like it'll be like right now, Natalie and I, like I literally cuddled Natalie for like 5 seconds pretending that I was dating her. And about 30 minutes ago, I did that to Carly.
Or like when Natalie, which will like kiss me sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
It's you know, it's just like we're friends.
Guys, stop ship baiting. We're all ship baiting all day. We're all cuddling each other. It's disgusting.
No, it's true. You guys do that. Like on your own, like I'm a witness.
Whoa, Taylor.
Witness of what?
You're a little more confident about that.
No, not in a bad way.
Natalie, where's that NDA that we made Taylor sign?
You guys do this in front of Taylor?
I just said the same thing.
Taylor breaking the NDA right in front of us, I see. So what's the what's each other's best qualities? Let's get serious.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you your best quality. You're like, why it's so good to work with you is because you're the other half of me when it comes like in terms of business. Like I don't care to take anything seriously, and that's all you care to take is things seriously.
I am not fun. I am only serious businesswoman.
No, it's not. I didn't mean it in that way, but like you know what I mean. Like you're definitely like the more like
authoritative, responsible side. Yeah,
this
of
is gonna, this is gonna sound so much worse. Like I'm like the cool parent.
That's so mean. I've always wanted to be the cool parent. That was like my lifelong goal.
No, you would be the cool parent, but you'd be the cool parent with like boundaries. I would just be like, go ahead, kids. Go do shrooms at the park.
Go jump off a cliff.
Yeah, but you'd be like, do the shrooms at home where I can keep my eyes on you. So you'd still be cool, but like not to a crazy extent. That's my favorite quality about you.
Oh my God, they're
so cute.
Okay.
You guys are so cute.
Thank you, Zane.
Thanks. Ship bait.
Dima's like, the mics aren't even on.
The plug is just not on the wall.
Said you want to record? All right, Natalie, go. What's your favorite quality about me?
My favorite quality about David is... Well, I don't know how you came up with something so quickly.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
I'm assuming there's too many things to choose from.
Right, there's too many things to choose from. Probably my favorite quality... is probably like your passion and desire for what you want to get done. Like if you want to do something, like you're very determined to get it done, only if you're passionate about it. If you're not passionate about it, then you don't give a shit, which is like the other side. But
do you hate that? I don't give a shit. Or do you like that?
I mean, it can be really frustrating sometimes because I'm the messenger in a lot of situations where like, if you don't give a shit, then people think that I'm not giving a shit because I'm not making you give a shit.
Oh yeah. Like if I don't want to work with a certain brand and I'm not like responding to them, then Natalie will be the one that has to answer those emails and go, hey, we can't do it. And then they're mad at Natalie because they're not actually communicating with me. Is that what you mean?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I want to keep this podcast fresh. So I'm going to mix up the questions a little bit. What annoys you about each other? You answer this one in 2 seconds.
I feel like it's easier to think of negatives. What annoys me? Your time management really pisses me off.
Okay.
And
recently.
No. This has been an ongoing thing since we were 10 years old. your time management, and sometimes, if I'm going to be totally honest here.
That's okay, because I'm going to be honest too.
Okay. Your... Like one of my biggest pet peeves in life out of anybody is immaturity.
Oh my fucking God.
And
you know that's what pays the bills. Is my immaturity.
No, I know. I know. But not even that. Like it's not like oh, I'm cute little David Dobrik immaturity. Like I'm a young innocent little guy.
It's like being an idiot.
Yeah, being just like, yeah, just being stupid.
Okay, my turn.
I didn't get to finish. I could have gone on and on about, you know, the different things that.
Oh, you want to do another one?
No, I'm just kidding. Keep going.
What annoys me about you, I hate, you are always so mean to me when you're drunk.
What?
Yeah, always.
I feel like I don't talk to you when I'm drunk.
No, you're always so sassy when you're drunk. Always. I've never had a conversation with you while you've been drunk where everyone's like, ah, Natalie's cool. Every time you're drunk, I'm like, man, what did I
do? Shut the fuck up. What did I do? That's so funny.
I wanted
because I have so many, like, throughout the day, we go out so late.
So much built up shit.
Yeah, so much built up shit. And then we go out at night and it just all kind of like comes out because it's all pent up during the day.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Am I nice to you? Yeah, I'm nice when I'm drunk. I'm not really drunk. What was the best part about Vernon Hills?
Friends. Like,
aww. Just got boring.
I'm your friend now.
Thanks,
Taylor. Thank you, Taylor.
If I can be.
Taylor, you're fired again.
No, I mean, like, well, it's just different. Like, because we have such a great friend group now here, genuinely. But there's something so different and humbling about, like, our hometown friends.
Sure, it's the kids you grew up with.
Sure.
Like, you went through everything together.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be able to last a day in my shoes, and would I be able to last a day in your shoes?
Like, doing it exactly in our shoes? Like, you have to work for me, and I have to work for you?
Yeah. Like, would you be able to be the vlogger, and I'd be the assistant for the week?
I don't think I could vlog like you, for sure. Definitely okay. Not. I'm not extroverted enough to do what you do. Like, you insert yourself into situations that are, like, uncomfortable, where I would just not. I would just shy away from something.
I think
like
I'd kill it as my assistant.
I mean, you do know yourself pretty well, so that would make sense.
No, that was
you just read your own mind.
That was like a trick question.
That's another pet peeve of mine. Sometimes you just say things in your head and you're like, why didn't you do it? And I'm like, you never spoke it out loud, you know, like I can't read your mind.
That makes sense.
Can I say one?
Yeah, go, Taylor.
Okay. Something that's annoying about you is how
This is three questions herself back. This is three questions back.
Taylor, what the fuck is going on?
Wait, why? What just happened?
Taylor, we were talking about our favorite player in Mario Kart.
Oh my god.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Taylor, just think about whatever you're about to say. Just think about it.
No, it's annoying how many things you're good at.
Oh, I knew it. You know what you just did?
What?
You just did a cliche job interview question.
When they go,
what are your weaknesses?
And you're like, ugh.
For job interviews, you say, like, I can't say no to things, or like, I always want to get things done no matter what, and I really don't get to sleep much. I'm such a perfectionist. Like, that's the answer you just gave. Is you're too good at everything.
That's really funny.
No, you got the job. You're hired again, Taylor.
He's not too good at everything. He's just good at some things that get a lot of attention.
The race car game.
He used to game. That's all he did. He didn't do anything except for play video
games. I'm
good
at a lot of things. Why can't you just admit that?
Gaming and vlogging and conversing.
I'm good at a lot of other things.
Like what?
I'm good at tennis, ping pong.
Basketball.
I'm all right.
But like still. Like
you're good at a lot of things too, Nat.
Yeah, Nat.
Oh, go for it. Yeah, list them.
Eating egg rolls. How many times have you genuinely thought about quitting your job here?
Oh.
How many times have you been like, I don't want to do this? 100%, like genuine.
Let me ask you this first. How many times do you think I have thought of genuinely?
You should ask me how many times I've genuinely thought about firing you.
Well, we get to that later.
Okay.
How many times have you genuinely
thought you've been wanting to quit your job?
Yeah.
Maybe twice.
Interesting.
What is it?
I would say things have been pretty good lately.
Sure.
But
wonder why. I'm just kidding.
No, Taylor, it definitely has a lot to do with that. But even I'm just saying like in the last like 6 months.
I agree.
You agree with what? That, like, things have been better in the last 6 months?
Yeah, that things have been better in the last 6 months.
But there was like the 6 months before the last 6 months where I literally like.
How many times did you think about quitting?
I mean, like, at least, I don't want to put a number, but, like, probably, like, at least 8 times.
Wow. I would say the amount of times I've wanted to fire you.
Yeah.
But they were, like, super, like, I would have the thought for, like, 6 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
It's not that long.
Pretty long.
It's, like, 6 hours, and then I go vlog or whatever, and I'm in a better mood or something. I would say about 6 times. But this was a while ago. This was when, like... Yeah, this was like 8 months ago, probably.
Yeah. Like, what's the instance? Give me the instance where you thought it.
I don't know. I'm sure Carly would know of an instance if I've ever bitched about you.
Back to the shit-baiting real quick. You've told everybody so many times that you guys aren't a thing, so how can people still get upset?
I don't know.
Upset that when we aren't a thing?
Yeah. Like shit-baiting or whatever.
Because I think people just interpret our friendship as like, oh, they must be dating, or they must, like,
yeah.
It's just like, because we are close, but that's not our fault.
I know.
Here we go, another one. Would you ever hook up with a fan?
I don't know what a fan of me is.
No, I'm just like a fan of the videos, just a fan of the whole system, fan of the whole videos.
Probably no. Group. No. I wouldn't.
So someone that comes up to you and goes, I love the videos, you wouldn't hook up with? You know what I mean? Because like, I would answer this differently. I'd say yeah, because it's like, why would? So you're only dating people that don't like your work.
No, it doesn't mean that they don't like your work, but like,
I've always found that question so weird. It's like, how can you say no to that? Like, I want to date a person that's a fan of mine.
Because I'm not so black and white about it. I'm not like, oh, just because this person's not a fan doesn't mean they're not a fan of what I do.
Sure.
But
I mean, I think there's a difference between when you say fan, like somebody who has like all your posters mm-hmm. up in their room yeah. and has all your clothes, or somebody that just consumes your videos and
or somebody enjoys. Just knows who you are or knows of you or something.
Yeah.
I think that's different.
I mean, there's definitely, I don't know. I feel like if I was to date anybody, I'd really hope that they like my videos.
I mean, I would hope that they were supportive.
Sure.
Obviously, that's not going to work out if they're not.
What's your all-time favorite memory of working here? Or of any of the videos?
I don't know why. I feel like I always blank on like what we do.
Yeah, it's tough.
There's just like, I don't even know what day it is, let alone like what video we posted or made like a week ago, you know? Like, it's so hard to pinpoint something.
What's your honest opinion of this podcast?
I love the podcast. I think it's fun. I genuinely before, like when I first started working here and you and Jason were doing the podcast and stuff, and like I had no part of any sort of like production, anything or sure. editing or anything. And you and Jason would go into a room, lock yourselves in the room, and I would just sit in the living room and do my own thing. And so when the podcast would get posted and I would be running errands the next day, like I would genuinely listen to the podcast and like,
you would listen to the podcast back home too, right?
No, I didn't listen or watch to anything that you did.
Oh, really?
Before I moved here. Yeah.
Wow.
Unless like somebody brought it to my attention.
Natalie, but my best friend, everybody.
I don't know.
Didn't date her because she's not a fan.
Yeah. Natalie, would you rather hook up with David or Jeff?
Ooh.
This one's easy.
I'd definitely rather hook up with Jeff.
100%. Yeah. I mean, if you gave me that, well, no, I'd probably choose you just because you're a girl. But but yeah, that one's easy. Why is it? Jeff just came running into the room. Jeff's here.
Make out with me, kiss me, Jeff.
Jeff, grab a mic.
He's been waiting.
Taylor.
Jeff is now on top
Did
of
Did somebody
me.
Say that Natalie wants to hook up with Jeff?
No, I gave her the option between me and you, and that one's easy.
Oh, okay. Out of everybody, and out of our friends.
In the world.
Besides, like, the celebrities. Actually, no. Todd's still included. I'm out of here. I'm going back to editing.
What's the most embarrassing thing that you've done?
Ever in my life.
I pissed my pants 2 weeks ago.
And he pissed his pants. Isn't that a SpongeBob thing?
That's so funny. Zane pissed his pants the other day, and I got a phone call. I got a phone call at like, I don't know, 6, 7 a.m. from this guy. Didn't have his number. He's like, yo, is this your buddy? He's on my couch, and we think he pissed his pants. And he sent me a picture, and it was Zane with a fucking straight up, you know, piss pants, like a wet spot on his pants. And I called, in like 2 hours when Zane woke up, and I had him drop him off here at the house. And Zane was so excited that he pissed his pants, he wanted to upload a picture on Instagram. He wanted to upload a picture onto Instagram of his pants and him. And I was like, Zane, you're going to regret this.
Well, I told you why I wanted to post it. Yeah, before somebody else did. Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm surprised you talk so openly about that piss your pants incident.
Oh yeah, it's great. I mean, that's why it's fun. You got to be open about shit like that, because then nobody can hold it against you ever.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Respect.
Then Zane also shat in their.
In that case,
let me bring up the time he pooped in my sink.
Did I tell you that night that we went to that party, that house, the same house that I woke up in, people were coming up to it. It was like, dude, it felt like I was in a high school movie.
Let me explain this. We went back to the same house that Zane pissed his pants, like literally the next night.
It was two nights later,
It was two nights later just to go to a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like a scene in a fucking high school movie. There was people, I was getting smirks, like here and there, like smirks from people that I had never seen in my life. And then one of those kids that were giving me a smirk, he walks up to me and goes, "Your pants not wet this time, huh?" It was crazy.
Wow.
Like I would never do that to that person. Like if somebody fell asleep in my house and with piss in their pants, I would have never said that to them the next time I see them.
So you were like walking around the party and people are whispering to each other like, "That's the guy who pissed his pants."
I think so. Even Dom's roommates came up to me and they're like, "Oh my God, like we saw that picture. It was going around. Like I think people were like sharing it to each other."
Oh my God.
I know. But I already posted it first, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think I don't think anybody was sharing it. I think you just posted it. I beat everyone to the punch. No, Zane, no one cared until you put it on Instagram. What, Natalie?
If you were able to leave the country,
yeah,
where would be like the first place that you would want to go and do for the videos, or even like a personal vacation of some
sort? I go to Dubai because I feel like there'd be a lot to do for the videos. But for like a personal vacation, I'd love to go to France.
France.
You'll be surprised. You can't do a lot in Dubai. You can't drink in Dubai.
Why? What is that?
It's illegal to be out drunk. Like you go to jail. Never mind. Like Dubai jail.
Amsterdam it is.
France. Amsterdam would be sick.
Yeah, Amsterdam would be fucking nuts.
I mean, you know what would be funny is if like we all went to the fucking pyramids in Egypt. Like that would be so fun.
We're missing out on a lot of things in life right now because of your fucking situation.
And there's so many fucking deals too. Like I can be taking the entire friend group out on a trip just from like a deal we have with like a country or like their tourism board, but I can't because of my citizenship because President Trump took it away.
Yep.
Why is Natalie so gorgeous? Zane, stop sending in the questions.
Oh, I was just going to answer it, but okay.
Do tell. Do
have talk. Your feelings towards Natalie changed? No, not at all. Taylor, this is for both of you. This is for the two assistants, Natalie and Taylor. What is your goal in life? And how long do you see yourself working here with me, David?
Taylor says YouTuber.
Yeah, that's the scariest when someone works for you and they want to be a YouTuber because their intentions aren't the right. You want to be a YouTuber, Taylor? I didn't even ask.
Yeah, actually, I was just going to ask. I would never.
What are your greatest tips on being
Taylor, you got to hold the mic.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, yeah. How long do you plan on working here? What are your goals?
Okay, I want to say that working here has made me realize that I don't know what the fuck I want to do with my life.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like there's just so much opportunity. Like you're introduced to so many different avenues of things. Like when I first left college, I thought like I had an idea of like what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. And
you wanted to study plants.
No, I didn't want to study plants. I wanted nothing to do with fucking plants. I hate when you say that. It's another pet peeve of mine.
What did you? I thought you studied plants in college.
I was an environmental science double major. Okay.
Boring.
Okay, sorry.
But no, I really wanted to. I wanted to be like a brand manager of a luxury brand, like a Gucci or a Louis or something, and like work on their like.
Wow, I could totally see you doing that.
Yeah, me too.
That is so crazy.
That's what I really wanted to do, and now, I mean, I still think that's really cool, and I would love to do that because I think fashion is really fun. But I don't know if that's my end all be all.
So how long do you see yourself working here?
Well, until the ship sinks, you know?
Sure. A couple months.
No, I mean, I love a couple months. Yeah. I love working here and hanging out with everybody, and we get to do really cool stuff that I don't know where else I would have the opportunity to do the things that we do and make the things that we make. But I don't know until I don't want to anymore, you know.
Right on, Taylor. What about you? Date.
Not to be boring, but I would second that. Like I think, going into this, when you're like in it and doing something different every day, you realize how many different skills that you're kind of getting better at that, like you never would.
What did you expect when you got when you started working here, and how is that different?
I didn't know what to expect, but I knew I had a good feeling that like I was going in the right direction of like what I was good at meeting what I was going to be doing every day. Like I think I've always, the amount of diverse and just crazy different things that you and me both do, and I mean that you come up with, so I think that it takes like a certain person to be able to fully be able to like wrap your head around how to do it.
let me ask my question. When you took this job, Taylor, did you think it was going to be like, did you think it was going to be a job like, hey, I'm going to do this job for like a couple months and then I'm going to find something else? Or were you like, hey, let's see how long I can stick with this job for? This isn't a trick question. I'm just genuinely asking.
No, yeah.
And then tell me now what you think about it.
When I like commit to something, it's always like full force. Like I'm never, I like to be in the present. So I would never like commit to something if I didn't see it long term. And I would never just be like I can never commit to something and then just be like, oh, in 3 months, like I'll just like keep applying and like see if something's better. Like I would, like once I'm in like invested,
sure,
I'm fully invested.
Makes sense. How did you have any other jobs before this?
Yes.
How many jobs?
I would say like three.
Three. Where would this rank?
Top.
Number one?
Oh my God, last.
Number one.
Oh my God, I fucking hate this place.
But I did just graduate, so it wasn't like, right. I'm like,
it's in like a corporation. You're a 30-year-old person that has right. like worked a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
What I thought was interesting when we first hired Taylor, when I first met Taylor, because the way that we found Taylor was she helped put on your surprise birthday party. I needed extra help, and a friend recommended her that she just graduated and she was looking for work and things like that. And I was like, okay, great. Like I need help. Just whoever you think is trustworthy, like send her my way. And she helped me get everything done for your birthday, which was awesome. And then I was like, okay, let me see. Cause we needed a new assistant. Let me see like how things are going to go. Let's have her like be around the house for the next couple of weeks and like, and working, just, you know, trying it out. And I knew that you had another job offer. And I was like, oh, she's for sure going to take that job offer. Like, I didn't even think about it. And then I remember talking to you and you're like on the fence about it and you didn't know what to do. And you were like, I think I'm going to say no. And I was like, whoa, like she's going to say no. Yeah. and then you ended up sticking around. I don't know. I think it's like interesting because it's hard to see like where this is going because it's so chaotic.
No, that makes sense.
Even when David offered me the job originally, I was like very, I had no other options really. So I was like, okay, let's do it. But had I had other options, I don't think I would have signed up for this. Like I wouldn't have taken a job working for you.
Not always like it was either join the military or work for David. So like.
No, that's what I mean by like the diversity. Like I know what we're dragging this on, but I think that
we're talking too much for David.
Like I told you this when I first, that one day that like, I was like, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I love not knowing or having the opportunity to do so many different things.
Kiss David's House podcast.
And
this isn't David. This is a team.
I know.
We've all curated.
But sitting in an office every day is just not for me.
Period.
What Avenger would you compare me to out of all the Avengers? So there's Hulk, there's that's Bruce Banner, there's Captain America, there's Iron Man, of course.
Iron Man.
You would say Iron Man, Taylor?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The dust when everybody disintegrated.
Oh my gosh.
You are the dust that's left.
If you could choose anyone in the vlog squad to take your position for a day, like you have to switch roles with them, who would you choose?
Who would I choose to take?
Your role.
Zane perked right up. He's like, pick me.
Like on a posting day, like you're posting, but like you still need a little bit of content.
Like if I'm sick in bed and I was like, someone needs to go out and vlog for me.
That's a good question.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's easy because it's Jason, right?
Oh yeah.
Like right. That one's just like, that's
even
like,
he's fucking terrible at filming.
If I couldn't choose Jason.
Everybody, we all film so differently though.
I choose Zane and Heath together. Let me draw that. All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to all the guests, Carly, Zane, Jeff, Joe, Taylor, and especially Natalie, my favorite assistant in the world. Thank you so much. Aww. Sorry, Taylor. You're going to have to work your way up.
I guess it's going to turn into a
fight. My favorite friend. There she is, pissed off and calling her assistant. We'll see you guys later. My name is Jeff. Bye.